So the snippets is sponsored Lili Nishmas Adobas Yudatzvi. We are in the middle of studying the first Halal Luka, the one that immediately follows after Asher. We've seen the theme, the development within this capital, the paragraph that teaches us not to put our trust and faith. Al tiftichu b'nedivim. Don't put your faith in trust. Someone shared with me a beautiful insight. Nedivim are the rich, the wealthy. Don't put your trust in the wealthy. B'ben Adam. But rather the average Ben Adam, the regular person, the everyman, is where our trust should be. The truth is, it's neither. Our trust is placed, the capital tells us, exclusively in the hands of Hashem. A Ben Adam returns to Admaso, goes back to the earth from which we came. We think we own the land will soon own us. The only one who's immortal, eternal, who is forever infinite, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's where we place our trust. So the capital is developing the idea to transition, to take our initiative, and to take the actions that we need to, and turn to those who are experts in different areas. But even while we do, Sivro al Hashem Elokav, our hope is exclusively in Hashem. Yesterday we spoke about Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz, not Asa. He didn't create in the past. He is recreating over and over again. Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid, Kadosh Baruch Hu renews our contract. He wills our existence over and over, and we are only here at His mercy and because of His generosity. So that sentence, yesterday's pasuk, sets up tonight's. Oseh mishpat la'ashukim, oseh lechem la'arevim, Hashem matir asurim. We end the capital by listing all of these expressions of divine providence. Very individualized and specific ways Hashem responds to, and He's there for different people in different times of need. Oseh mishpat la'ashukim, to those who are wrong, He performs and He supports and He protects justice. Justice will be served. If a person waits long enough, maybe not even in this world, but in the next, Hashem preserves, protects, people get what's coming to them. Hashem stands up for justice. Nosein lechem la'arevim, to those who are hungry, He gives bread, He nourishes. Matir asurim, not isurim, but asurim. To those who are imprisoned and shackled, to those who are restrained, to those who are prisoners, Hashem is matir, He sets those free. Each of these is responding to an individualized need. It's not just a global or universal hashkacha. Hashem doesn't just give a hashkacha klalis, but rather it's a hashkacha pratis. It's a specific providence to each and every one of us. It's an incredibly important axiom of our faith that Hashem didn't create a world and move on. He didn't even just create a world and continue to interact with it in some generic way. But every single one of us, the billions of humans on earth, and the many billions who've lived throughout history, Hashem has a unique and specific and close and intimate relationship with every one of us. He knows everything happening in our lives. He cares very deeply about what happens to us. He has expectations of us. And we have a close and personal relationship with Him. And that's evidenced by His responsiveness to each of these individualized needs. If we seek justice, Hashem is the one who provides it. If we're hungry, Hashem gives food. If a person is imprisoned, Hashem releases. Hashem pokeach ivrim. He gives sight to the blind. Zokev kufufim. Hashem sets upright those who are bent over. Hashem ohev tzadikim. He loves the righteous. Hashem shomer es gerim. He protects and safeguards the convert. Yasom va'almana yodeit. He gives courage to the orphan and the widow. Now note, it's interesting. Every one of these, we introduce it with the word, with Hashem's name, before what He does. So, He's Hashem pokeach ivrim, Hashem zokif kufim, Hashem matir asurim, Hashem ohev tzadikim, Hashem shomer gerim. All of a sudden, the yasam va'almana are just yodeid. They have courage, but it doesn't say Hashem gives it. Why is Hashem's name left out? V'derech rishayim ya'aves, and the wicked people are tortured. What does this mean? What if a person doesn't see themselves in any of these categories? Can you skip this Hallelujah? If a person is not blind, and they're not bent over or crippled, and they're Baruch Hashem not hungry, and they're not sitting in prison. So Rav Volba, in the second volume of Alei Shor, on page 354, Rav Volba says, all of these descriptions happen to every one of us in our lives. These are not speaking about the specific physical limitation or challenge the person has, but every one of us goes through a period where we are an iver, we're blind. We're looking for a solution. We're looking for the answer. We're looking for what to do. And Hashem opens our eyes, and He gives us that answer. We are kafuf. Sometimes a person feels crippled, bent over. A person feels like they're going to collapse of physical, emotional exhaustion. And Hashem is zokef kifufim. Each of these, matir asurim, we are imprisoned. to our own habits and our own negative behaviors, to our own addictions and our own struggles. And Hashem is Matir. He releases us. He gives us the courage and the capacity to set ourselves free from whatever is imprisoning us and holding us back. He's Nosin Lechem Na'avim. We are Roev not for Lechem, but Lotzama Lamayim. Bekiyim Lishmo L'dvar Hashem. He nourishes us by giving us access to Torah in ways we've never had it. We may not be starving with food. We have all the delicacies and an abundance of food, maybe more than we've ever had. But we're starving for spiritual nourishment. And he's Nosein Lechem Na'avim in that way too. Says Rav Volbe, all these descriptions are not talking about the literal expression of it, but rather the figurative experience that we all have gone through or we're destined to go through in our lives. In our lives. What does it mean? He's Ohev Tzadikim. He loves Tzadikim. So notice in each of the other cases, he's solving a problem. Person is blind to what to do. He opens our eyes. Person feels bent over. He lifts us up. But he loves the righteous. What does it mean he loves the righteous? It means the righteous don't even suffer these conditions to begin with. So it's not that they need to be healed or solved, but they are protected. He loves the righteous. So you'll say, empirically, it's not true. I look around, there are lots of righteous people, and they're suffering. Sometimes it seems the people suffering the most are in fact the most righteous. So again, if we're understanding it not to be literal but figurative, it means just like one was not literally blind and literally came to see, it's not that he literally loves the righteous in a way he's protecting them. It means that everything makes sense. When the righteous go through their struggles and travails and trials and tribulations, Hashem Ohev Tzadikim, they continue to feel his love nonetheless. Even that challenge, even from within that challenge, they can find and they can feel and they can be uplifted and enriched by Hashem's love. Finish the capitul, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow night.